I wish to say I was not in the meeting where the minister was talking. And I've made myself very clear as to why we confiscate some of the gadgets. And it's not only the radios that we have confiscated as an organization. We have confiscated so many things together with Zimra. If we are not satisfied with the manner in which the gadgets have been getting into our country, it will be a laxity on our part if we just see things being donated, being distributed, some unusual kind of generosity taking place, and then we say these are just communicating radios and so on. Why all of a sudden have you decided to be so generous as to go into the rural areas distributing radios? And by the way, we have been told again and again that there is a studio surveyed and so on and so forth. And that, according to the agreement that was signed between the principals, is unlawful. And when you distribute gadgets in order to facilitate something that is unlawful, don't expect that the security forces will fold their arms. Since when have you been so generous as to be going about distributing radios?
But if you look at through you, Mr. Chair, but if you're talking about the issues of radio, any gadget, the radio, even the radios in our cars can listen to the radio itself.
I said it's the manner in which the radios have been coming into our country.
It's a Zimra issue.
Of course, we act together with Zimra.
Last but not least, but you have not responded to the remuneration on constabularies, please.
Police constabulary work is volunteer work. You volunteer because you feel like it. We ensure that whoever is volunteering has got the capacity to assist. Most of our police constabularies are people with their own things, their own property. However, should we find it necessary to further motivate them, we have provincial funds that we use to motivate.